Time for Money Matters with Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP, joins me now. Shane, good morning to you again.
G'day, Luke. Hope you're well.
I'm very, very well, mate. Interesting day yesterday in the stock market. Ours bounced back. In fact, it did so quite healthily. The Australian dollar up above 65 cents again for the first time for a while. But look, is this because of our economy or is this on the strength of the American dollar?
Look, to be honest with you, what happened yesterday was mainly as a result of what happened in the US. So yeah. What happened in the US, everyone was hanging out for some inflation numbers coming out for October. They came in on the soft side. In fact, in the month of October, US prices were flat. And the annual rate of inflation fell from 3.7% to 3.2%. So that supercharged the US share market. It rallied about 2%. Long-term interest rates in the US fell and the US dollar fell. And that, of course, transitioned or translated to our market at the very open of yesterday's trading. The Aussie share market just surged, you know, ended up being up 1.4%. But all of those gains occurred at the start of the trading. And that was the signal from the US that inflation is continuing to come under control. Therefore, the Fed probably won't have to raise interest rates again. I don't think they're going to cut them anytime soon, but those worries about more interest rate hikes suddenly faded. And that, of course, helped our market because you've got to bear in mind that US inflation rose about 6 months before ours. It peaked 6 months before ours. US inflation peaked at 9% middle of last year. We peaked at 8% end of last year. So we're about 6 months behind them. Our market also likes that because if the US inflation numbers are leading us, then that implies that our inflation numbers are going to keep coming down
yes.
as well.
Yeah, that is good news, isn't it? Our peak rate or our target rate is what, between 2 and 3%. Where's the US's target rate?
Well, their target is more specific. It's 2%. We have a range. They have a specific level, okay. But it's sort of like around 2%. Now, obviously, 3.2% is still a fair way away from 2%, but bear in mind, middle of last year, it was 9%. So that's a pretty good result. We've come down from 9 to 3, so it's gone down by 2/3. Obviously, a bit of a stretch here to get a bit further down, but it's going in the right direction.
All right. Now, the wage figures came out yesterday. Also, some interesting news. A lot of Australians are getting paid a little bit more.
Yeah, that is good news. Of course, as economists, we always say there's a mixed bag. We all want to get paid more. We can all relate to that. And of course, in the quarter, the 3 months to September, wages were up 1.3%. I think the inflation number was 1.2%. So the first time in a long time, there's not much in it, but wages grew slightly faster than inflation. And that, of course, took the annual rate of wages growth to 4%, which is the highest it's been in a long time. Obviously, the increase in the minimum wage and award wages that started off in July, that helped those numbers. But we've also had a very tight labour market, low unemployment. When unemployment is low, it's easier for workers to demand higher wages. So in some ways, that's good news. Workers starting to get ahead of the cost of living pressures. On the other hand, of course, if you're a business and you've got to pay more for wages, then it adds to your costs at a time when many businesses are starting to run into trouble, particularly if you're a construction home building company. So it's sort of like a bit of a mixed bag. But bottom line is that 4% wages growth after a period where we got inflation up at 8% is still fairly benign. You go to the UK, wages growth over there is 8%.
Yeah.
So I reckon 4% is sort of number that
yes.
the Reserve Bank wouldn't be too unhappy with.
No.
It's not blowing out. This is not a wage blowout, not a wage price spiral. Doesn't mean we're going to have to raise interest rates again just because of that. In fact, it was roughly in line with the Reserve Bank's own forecast. So
there you are.
It's probably a good all-round number.
All right, let's have a quick look at the markets. We mentioned the Australian dollar above 65.
Yeah, that's all good news. Yeah, 65 cents yesterday when we spoke yesterday morning, it was in mid-63s. So good news there. That's again because of those good inflation numbers in the US taking pressure, hopefully, off the US central bank, the Fed. That saw the US dollar come down and we bounced back. And of course, our share market had those good gains up. Well, in fact, very good gains. We were at nearly 100 points
yeah.
on the ASX 200 yesterday. Now well above the 7,000 level, up 1.4% in percentage terms. Big gains in property stocks, IT stocks. BHP was up something like 1.8%. Health stocks were up. So, yeah, it was a good day in the market. So, you may recall, we had that big fall in the Aussie share market, down 9 or 10% up until a few weeks ago. We're starting to recover a good portion of that fall, which is good news going into Christmas. The other thing is, you've got to bear in mind as we go into Christmas, there's something in the share markets we refer to as the Santa rally.
Oh, yes.
Historically, yes. Share markets typically rally through December into January. Santa comes to town. Everyone
That's
feels
right.
happy with Christmas cheer, and the share market goes up. Doesn't happen every year, but hopefully we'll see that this year.
We'll see what happens. Shane, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Luke. Have a good day.
Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.